Okay, today's daf is Zvachim Samech Zayin, and we got through the Mishnah yesterday, so we'll pick it up with the Gemara. We discussed the ending of the Mishnah was the machloikis between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. So now we're going to continue with this number of kashas on the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua. Tanya, we learned in a brisa, Amar lo Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua. I have a raya for my opinion, and the case we're talking about is an Oshem. It was a shechted in Tzafon, right? It was the right place for Kodshim, but it was done for the sake of a Shlomim. And that'll prove it. Why? Shishina es Shmo, he had a different Kavana for it, right? And Molinbo. And you see that there is a Chiv of Me'ila for this. Sa'af Ata al Tisma al Oila. So you shouldn't be in wonderment about the case of an Ola that was really shechted for a Chatas. Sha'af al Pi. Even though you change his name, there is still shaykh to talk about Me'ilah. So in other words, what's the raya? He wants to bring a case from the Oshem that was changed to a Shlomim, should be the same thing as an Ola that's changed to a Chatas. So that's the question that Rabbi Eliezer says. Amalo, Rabbi Yeshua, lo. No, it's not a good halach. It's not a good comparison. Why not? So he explains, Im Amad Ba'asham, if you're going to tell me this is Lahacha by the Asham that was really brought, you had Kavanah to make it a Shlomim, right? She'im Shina es Shemo, you change the name of it, V'lo Shina es Makoma, you didn't change the Makom, right? You brought in Tzafon, which is the appropriate place for bringing both an Asham and a Shlomim. So Tomer Ba'ola, you want to bring me an Akasha for an Ola? Shashin es Shema, Vashin es Makoma? You change both. You got both the Korban wrong and the location. So therefore, it's not a good comparison. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says back to him again, continuing. Oshem sheshachdu bedarum l'shem shlom yochiach. Okay, I have an oshem that was in the darum, and that was brought as a shlom, and that will that's going to prove my point. Right? Again, an oshem is kadosh k'roshem. It should be brought in tzafon, and it wasn't. It was done in darum, which is the wrong place. Sheshina es shemo v'shina es makomo. So you changed the wrong type of korban, and you changed the wrong place. You didn't do it in the correct place. Moelin bo. Umolimbo, so you see there is a me'il over here. Sa'afata al tisma al ha'ola. So don't be amazed by the case of the chatas, right? There's brought like an ola. Sha'afa pi shashina es shema, vashina es makoma, mo'olimbo. So even though you did it in the wrong place, but the halacha is that you are chayev for me'ila. So amr lo, Rabbi Yeshua lo. No. Im amat ba'asham shashin es shemo v'shin es makomo v'lo shina es ma'asov. Oh, that's the difference. You didn't change the actual, the actions, the procedure. You do the same thing. Tomer ba'ola. Now you want to apply this to the case of an ola. Shashina es shemo v'es ma'asov. In that case, you change the name of the korban, you change what you do to it, and you change the location, right? There's a chiluk. One case, that's what you have to learn. That's the key line. V'lo shina es ma'asov, right? So really, that's where the braisa ends, right? And if it would seem at this point that Rabbi Elazar didn't have an answer to Rabbi Yeshua's taina. So steps in Rav and says, Omer Rav, V'nei Malay, Oshem Sheshachdu Bedarum L'Shem Shlomim B'Shinui Bailim. Why didn't Rabbi Yeshua say back? You have a case of an Oshem Sheshachdid in the Darum, right? This is the southern side of the Azara. He's doing it as a Shlomim, but the difference here was Shinui Bailim, right? In other words, he shechted this korban for somebody else in mind, but not the real owner of it. And that'll prove my point. Sheshina es Shemo, Veshina es Makoma, Veshina es Masov. That's the same thing of a case where he changed this type of korban, change the location, you change the thing, but you're chayev for that, right? You're chayev for me'ila. So Rava says like this, he makes a diak. Midelo ka'amale hachi. So you see that he didn't say this. Shma mino, you understand, noches Rabbi Elazar letaimid Rabbi Yeshua, that what happened, Rabbi Elazar chapt the Svara of Rabbi Yeshua. What is this? He spoke about yesterday. The Amar Rav Adbar Avo, Omer Hay Rabbi Yeshua. He said like this, When you, again, it really was an oaf, an ola sa'ov, but you did everything like a chatas. Once you've already done the malika on one of the simonim. Now one simon is enough for a chatas. Nimsheches v'naseis chatas ha'of. It now has become, it's changed its status of an ola, now becomes a, it becomes a, what's it called? A chatas. And that's what we said over yesterday, that that's the conversion process that's happened. It's no longer an ola, it now has the status of a chatas, and that was the nafkamina as to whether or not one will be chayiv for Me'ila or not. So the Brisker Rav asks, this is now, okay, we understand what Rabbi Lezer chat, but what was the Havamina? Originally, what did he think? So the Grizz says that he felt it had a din like Kodshim Shemesu. And just like by Kodshim Shemesu, there's no Me'ila by a dead Korban. So too, over here, he thought that would have been the same thing. The Achorim also discussed the following. In the Mikdash David, he asks a question. It's a very logical question. He says, you can't have a chatas without an aveira. That was the mission in the beginning of the parak, the mesachta. You can't have a chatas without an aveira. But over here, what do you do? You really brought as an ola, but now it became a chatas? There's no aveira. How could you have a chatas if you have a... So he has a... It's a nice idea, but I think you have to say it like this. No, not that you can't have a chatas without an aveira. You do. You see over here, you do have a chatas according to the... Rabbi Yeshua. But you can't be makdish it as a chatas. Meaning, it could be... It could exist. In Vehara, you have it over here, but you can't be makdish the animal as it... in order to... what's it called? You can't makdish an animal as a chatas without an avera, but it could end up being that way. And you're right, that's the shita. There's an interesting Tosfos over here that Tosfos talks about the shinui maisa with Bailam. Where is that? Shinui Bailam, right? Hochinami have a motzi lemeimer. We also could have said osha mitzora. The case of an osham of a mitzora shekibel domo bedorum bekli l'shem shlomim yochiach. So what would the case be? Shai shini shemo v'shini makomo v'shini ma'isav. Right? Tzarach kabola b'yad. You're supposed to catch it with your hand. Could amar breish ezhu makomon. Like at the beginning of the ezhu makomon. Right? Shnei kohanim makablenes domo echa b'yad v'echa b'kli. So the achronim seems like a very, straightforward answer. Comment of Tosfos making. But the achronim want to understand, is the kabbalas hadam of the Asher Mitzvah, is that actually part of the avoda? I mean, what happens when they catch the dam, they smear it on the Mitzvah himself. But here, is it actually part of it? So some of the nafkaminas the Yechon discuss, would this have to take place in Tzofon? If it's a real avoda, then yeah, ein achinami. Others, the Minchas Chinuch discusses in Kufay and Vav, is there a mitzvah of Shvicha Shirayim? Right? He points, Ram doesn't really discuss this. So is that only when you catch it in a kli, then you have the extra has to go on the mizbeach? What about over here where it's done biyad? You catch it on your hands. They talk about what will, if the animal would theoretically become a balmum at a certain part in the procedure. Another nafkamina, what we could a machshava be posel over here by this Asha Metzora. So when you look at the Tosfos clearly is learning, is implying that it is part of the Avoda, right? And therefore it can't switch. Okay, good. Let's go on. So now the Gemara is going to talk about when you're switching a korban into another korban. Says the Gemara, Ihochi, right? The case of the Chatas Ha'of Nami Sha'asaso Lamalo Kmaisa Ha'ola, right? When you did the Chatas and you did it above the Chut Sikra, that red line, according to the way of an Ola, right? Miki Moligbe Bo Simen Echod, once you've already done one Simen, Timoshech Beteve Ola Sa'of, it should now be done. It should to go away from being a chatas and become an ola. Right? Teima, v'chi teima, hachinam, yeah, taka, that's true. No, you can't say it like that. Why not? V'ha'om Rabbi Yochanan, mishum Rabbi Bono'o. So Rabbi Bana'a, interesting, he was one of the last of the Tanayim. He wasn't born in Eretz Yisrael, but he came to Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbi Yochanan was the Amara who said over his Torahs, right? So here, Ha Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Bana'a, Kachi Hatzah Shal Mishnah. This is the form, this is the accurate presentation of the Mishnah, right? My Lav, what is it talking about? Kachi Hatzah. Right? That this is what where Yeshua's rule applies only specifically to the case where the Mishnah talked about, right? With the chatas, I'm sorry, the olah being brought as the chatas, visu lo, and no more. When it says lo, that's not what Bana'a means. Kachatzah shakula Mishnah. This is the form or the accurate presentation of the entire Mishnah. And just like Rabbi Yeshua was arguing on Rabbi Lezer by the Ola, when he brings a chatas, he says the same thing as a chatas becoming an ola. Okay, so Rav Ashi Amar. No, the two cases are different. You can't tell me that it works the same way. Why? Bishlema. And again, whenever you have the word bishlema, it's always the setup for the ella, right? The bishlema means literally like I'm at peace. I'm in bishalom. I'm fine with the first part. Ella, rather, I have a kasha with the second part. So here we go. Bishleim, I'm fine. Ola sa'ov, sha'asa lamata k'maaseh chatas l'shem chatas. Right? Rabbi Yeshua's rule works when you have the ola that was done below. Like a chatas, again, because you only need one simon for the chatas. Keva and deha hechsher b'simon echod, v'ha hechsher b'shnei simonim. Right, so you only need one, and here you did it with two. V'ola sa'of l'mata lisa, but you can't talk about the ola sa'of l'mata, right? Keva and shemalik b'simon echod. Once you've already done one of these simonim, and it was done beneath that red line, nimsheches v'nasin chatas sa'of. So it's no longer an ola. It's no longer an ola, now becomes the status of a oaf. Fine, good, I'm fine with that. Ela, but chatas ha'of, right? If you want to say the other way, that the what's it called? There was the chatas, was really an ola. No, cave into Amar Mar. The master said Malika b'chol malkum kshera. When you do Malika anywhere on the mizbeach, comes out michi. Malak ba simon echad. Once you've done one simon for the ola, it became pasla. Ki hadar malik beidach simon. And now when you're going to go back and do the other one, the correct one, heich mashkachas v'havi ola sa'of. How could you now take it out of its chatas and turn it into an ola? So it switches. Now, it's a little bit of an interesting idea that you don't necessarily find by other korbanos that you could switch, right? So Tosfos over here, where is it? In Chatas, right? He talks about why by Ophos, by Bergifas, says, Ein hakinem misparashos ela o bilakichos bailim o beasias kohin. Right. I mean, it happens at a later stage of the process, right? That's why it is. Therefore, hilkach tehavinami hocha shtimshach. That's why you could have a switching of a chatas of the chatas ola. Okay, the Gemara retains the account, but you don't find this by behemoths. There's a sheet of mekubetzes at the bottom, the second the last line where it's wide. So it says tirutz de dafka be'oifos deleke ela beiz mini korbonos chatas ola. Okay, this applies only to Ophos, a little bit different reason than Tosos. Again, Tosos is saying that the reason why this is by Ophos is because what? Because it happens at a later stage. It's not necessarily clear right away. But the Tosos says no. I'm sorry, the Shita Mekubetzes is a different reason, because that's the only thing an Oph can be. It's either a Chatas or an Ola, right? Again, the late meaning being Kurbanos Chatas or Ola, Shaykh Tam Hamshocha. Okay, fine. Aval, the bottom. But behema, hechi muchach mitoch masov to the hei shlomim. How does it show what you're doing to it that it's going to be a shlomim? Harish harbe korbono shedoming maise zelazev. You have a lot of different similarities. So therefore, it's not necessarily, it's like the way the sheet is learning. It's a default. If it's not ola, it's going to be a chav. It's not a chav, it's going to be ola. But by a behema, it's not shaykh to talk about things. Okay, good. Vaidu in the Gemara. Gufa. Omer of Adabar Ahava, Omer Hayy Rebbe Yeshua. Say the following. Yeshua said the following. Ola sa'osha aso lamata kemaise chatas l'shem chatas. Right? You had the Aldi did it below the chutzikra, like a chatas, and you had a mind for a chatas, and you did one. Once you've already, you know, done leak on one simon, right? It becomes a thing. So tashma, chatas lezo va'o lezo. Okay, so now we're going to have a discussion over here about kinim, right? This whole idea. So we just, by introduction, a woman, a yoledes, after she gives birth, she has to bring two korbanos, birds, right? She brings an ol and she brings a chatas. So now the Mishnah in Kinim is talking about a case where there were two women, both gave birth, right? One already brought her ola and one brought a chatas, and they gave over their other ones. So again, they gave each had to bring two korbanos, and they gave one out of the, and the other one brought the other one. And it was one brought a chatas, one brought a korban, and they brought the other ones to the Beis Hamikdash. Now there's a little bit of confusion as to exactly who brings what. So tashma, chatas lezo v'ola lezo. So one was going to be a chatas for her, one was going to be an ola, right? So now, also shtehin lemalo, if the kohen did both of them above, so then mechta kosher, mechta posel. So half and half are good, right? So in that case, the ola which is above is good, and the chat is no good. Shtehin lamata, if they're both below, mechta kosher, mechta posel. The exact opposite. Achas lamala va'achas lamata. One was brought above, and one was brought below. Shtehin psulos. They're both going to be no good. Shani omer, because I'll say like this: chatas korvo lamala va'oila korvo lamata. You who knows that you got them right. The Rambam brings this down in 1 second, we're Suli Mukdoshin. Says the Rambam, Shnaim Shalochu Kinehim Be'iruv, Oshinosdu Demei Kinehim Lakohen, right? They bought them, they gave them money then. The Aza Shir to Hakohen Yakriv Chatas, Le Aza Shir to Yakriv Ola. He coin could pick. Shaina Kinin Misparshin ela belakichas habaylim o basias hakohen kemoshivarn. Okay, it's going to be explained. That looked like what Tosfos was explaining. Also, that's why by the Ram. So now, what? Why is the Gemara coming onto this right now? What's the context? So it says like this. According to the way that Rav Adbar Ahav was saying over from Yeshua, nehi nami da ola korban lamato. Right, that the chata should be good in any case. Timshuch to have a chata sa'of, right? Why, even though the ola was below, it should have been taken out of its status as an ola, turned into a chata, so it would be good to go, right? So why is that? Se emor da omer Rabbi Yeshua bechad gavra. 1 second, maybe Rabbi Yeshua said his rule only when you're talking bechad gavra, it's only one person, right? When the coin's doing it for one person, but trey gavra mi amar, but really would you say such a thing? The coin has two different people. So in our case, you have two separate women. So the coin's bringing one of them for the entirely different person, could be. Rabbi Yeshua be maskim and say, yeah, according to that case, yeah, that's not going to turn into a chatas. With one person, okay, but to have the wrong korban for a different person, that much he wouldn't go for. It's interesting, there's the Or Samech has an interesting comment. When you have an Akira, normally that's only, you know, by mazib. Here, the whole context is we're talking about it's a shogig. It's an accidental, changing of the korban. Okay, fine. So tashma. Now says the Mishnah, chatos va'ola ustuma umeforeshes. Okay, so you have a case that, again, two women who are bringing now together three pairs of birds, right? The birds of one of them was a chatas and an ola, right? But she didn't say which one's going to go for. And the second pair was just stum. Didn't say which is going to be which. And the third pair was mifareshes, right? As to which type of korban each bird was going to go for. So the Rambam, let's go a little bit, skip a little bit here in Yud. Hayilifon of Shlosha Tivori Ofos, right? He has three groups. Echad chatas ve'echad olos ve'echad sosum chetzil olos chetzil chatos v'lo pirshu. didn't specify which one. Im asakul lamala olamato. If you did all above or all below, mechta kosher, mechta pasul. Like the Gemara said, asa chetzil lamala vechetzil lamato. It's half and half. Ein hechsher el hasosum bilvad. The only one that's good is still the sosum. She asa chetzil lamala vechetzil lamato. Vehu mischaleg bein habaylim veolul l'shneim. Shaharei akoin eini yodea leizim hem pirish. He doesn't know which one's for. Ulaiz mem hayas awesome. Which one was unspecified? Ushnei etzivurim hamufarshim pasulin. The ones who were already specified out. Mufarish. Which ones? That's going to be pasul. Shahari lo yada leiza aslamala veiza aslamata. We don't know which one was done in the correct way. Which one's the chatos? Which was the ov? Veshema haola nasis lamata. Maybe the ola really was done lamata. Vechatos lamala and the chatos was done above. Which would be no good. So therefore, that's the Rambam passing based on the Mishnah. Okay, let's continue. Also kulon lamala, if you did all of them above, right? Mechta kosher, mechta posel, kulon lamata, if there's one below, mechta kosher, mechta posel. It's going to be half and half. Chetzion lamala, vechetzion lamata, half above, half below, eina kashera el estuma, only the ones that were unspecified is going to be kosher, right? Mischalek es b'nehem, and then they divide them up, that one bird is going to count for each one of the women. The ilu meforshin, right? The Mishnah said that only the one that was dam was good, but the meforshin, the ones that were, you know, specified exactly which one it was, lo, that's no good, so then that's our kash over here. Ava amai. Why not? According to Vadabar Akava, the way he's learning from Yehoshua, so it should be good. Nehinami de ola krova lamato. You can bring the ola could also be run lamata. Tim shechut have chatas off. It'll just turn into a chatas and we're good to go. Vechiteima. And if you're going to tell me had alok Rabbi Yeshua that this whole Mishnah that we just quoted is not like Rabbi Yeshua, meaning Yeshua would argues on the Mishnah. Mimotis amarkach hachi. Can you really say like that? Really? Now, how do you know it's not going to be Rabbi Yeshua? Because we're going to have a long Mishnah. It's going to take us onto tomorrow's daf also. Probably won't finish it up right today. But at the end, at the very end, right, on Samech Ches, we're going to see the Rabbi Yeshua comments on that. So you see, for the fact that Rabbi Yeshua comments, it's easy. He goes like this Mishnah. So how are we going to work everything out? Okay, so let's just start the Mishnah. Tashma. Okay, I'm going to bring you a raya that the Mishnayis and Kinim are going like Rabbi Yeshua, because I have a different Mishnah in the same parak, Chav Beis, Chav Dal. Ha'isha she'omra. Woman says, "Hare alai kan im eled zohar." So what's the woman doing? She's accepting upon herself a nedava that I'm going to bring as a gift to a pair, right? Two more korbanos if I give birth to a boy. Yaldo zochas. Now she gives birth to a boy. So maybe shtei kinim, she's going to bring two groups. Achas lenidra, v'achas lechavosa. So one, the first group is she's going to bring for her. Now, the first group can't be a chatas. You can't volunteer to bring a chatas. She's going to bring two olos, right? And the second one she's going to bring for her actual chiv, because she's a yoledes. So she's going to bring an additional ola and a chatas as well. Nasanon laKohen. She gives them over to the Kohen, but she doesn't tell him. She doesn't tell him which is which. She just gives them all over. HaKohen Sarech LaSoisan Shalosh Lamala VaAchas LeMata. So what the Kohen has to do is he has to do three of them above the Chut HaSekra and one below the Chut HaSekra, right? Because why? Because the Chiv has to be the Chatas and the Ola, and the Nedava has to be two Olas, right? But if he didn't do this, right? In other words, he thought that both, it makes sense, the woman's the Yoledes, and she's bringing me four birds, okay? So he didn't do this. El also shtayim lamata of shtayim lamata. So half and half, right? So what's the din in this case? Vilo nimlach, right? He didn't ask. He didn't consult with her to find out and ask her. He just acted on it, and therefore did this. So what's the din? Says the Mishnah, tzricha shetavi od preda achas. She has to bring another one more bird, v'takri vena lamala, and that has to be brought above the chut hasekra in order to be yotzi her chiv. Okay, let's we'll hold off on the Mishnah right up to here, but let me just do the Rambam in Perek Yud. Aleph, Yud Aleph. Okay. Now, we'll continue this Rambam, because the next Rambam is the Hemshech of the Mishnah, but let's just start with Aleph. Ha'isha she'omer harei laikan k'she'el olad zachar. Right? I'm going to bring a pair of birds, if I give birth to a boy, yalda zachar, mazal zav. Maybe arba ofos. She has to bring four. Shtaim l'nidra, she brings two for her neder. Vehein ola kemosh biyarnu, because we just said over it, you know, you can't bring a chatas as a thing. The whole thing we talked about the mikdash David earlier, that a chatas can only be brought for an aveira. Ushnayim lechovasa mishum leida, and the two now she has to bring is an actual chiyah because she gave birth. She's yoledes. Vehein echad ola veechad chatas. Okay, nimtzeis limein. You see, shahakoin sorich lasos shalosh pridim lemalin uprida achas lemato. One, three above, one low. Ta'a, he made a mistake, but also shtayim lamad, of shtayim lamad, on two and two, lo nimlach, he didn't ask her, tzarech lehevi, od preda achas, v'ikravenu lamala. He has to bring one more, and bring it lamala, in order to be yotzei achiv. That's the Rambam, the first halacha in Perek Yud, Hilchtuli Mukdoshin. Just a nice Musar idea. We know that the communication is so important. The very first Aveira that ever happened with Adam and Chava all took place because of a lack of effective communication that Chava added on without knowing from her husband that in fact what the Hashem prohibited it was only eating from the Eitz of Das, but touching it wouldn't be a problem. But that was never conveyed to her. So Chava didn't know that really the only actual tzivui was not to eat, but she thought that the geder was part of it itself. It's important when teaching halacha, the person has a firm understanding of what's me'ikar hadin, what's a din deraisa, what's a din derabbanan, what's a minhag, and with even the minhagim, we have different levels of minhagim, like the shachses, there's minhag vesikin, there's something called minhag shtus. In other words, there's a real authentic minhag is brought down, the way they explain, I heard this from Simon, I believe, that the authentic minhag is brought down in order to accommodate for a shita in the Rishon that wasn't quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. So a minhag which was set up by a Talmid Chacham, that's why it was done to accommodate. But there's minhagim and there's minhagim. Another type of minhag is, you know, in my family we have chicken soup every Friday night. That's my family's minhag. Oh, my family we have tomato soup. Whatever it is, that's not a halachic minhag. But an understanding within halacha that it's taught. Sometimes mechanchim do a tremendous disservice where they paint everything on the same level. Everything is yiharag val yavor. The person has to know and has to understand there's a hierarchy within halacha, and that's important in communication. Just thought that's a nice springboard, because over here the woman brought her korbanos but didn't effectively communicate as to what it was, so then at the end had to bring an additional korban. Okay, Emir Tashem, we'll pick it up. We're still in the middle of the Mishnah, but sometimes, you know, the way the daf is structured doesn't always have a ending point at the bottom or the top of the Amud. Okay, everyone have a great day.